Blog Talk Radio.
Just like ice around my heart, I've got a cold, cold feeling. Yeah, yeah. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts.
Yes, sir. I had to cut that one off. That's had to cut that one off for the press show. Come on, cause that's Tim House's new song, boy. That Tim House done got to be rough, y'all. If y'all don't know nothing about it, we might get a chance to get into it later on tonight. But that Tim House, just before I came on there, was on top, y'all. He doing some illegal stuff, y'all, some in the race world, but we'll let his heart stay a little cold until his press show come on. Hey, y'all, we didn't have Ernie yesterday, so prayer guys, I might give Ernie a couple of extra minutes today, so y'all just stand by for me. I saw Brother Eric was on here and left and came back, and I was wondering about him. I was just finna call him, but I saw he come back. So the prayer guys, I might give Ernie a couple of extra minutes today, so y'all just bear with me. We still gonna do our thing, though, and it just gonna be, man, all I can say, I'm just glad to be here. But man, oh man, it's hot. Boy, it's hot out here. It's hot. Yes, sir. It's real hot. Woo! Ernie, you don't sound too good. Sound a little bit better for me, big man. Sound a little bit better for me.
Oh, I sound so much better. It's unbelievable.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Well, big man, yesterday, man, we don't know that you took off because you wanted to, but you did because you wanted to. And everybody agreed that you needed to take off sometime and get some much-needed rest, but you probably didn't get no rest. But yesterday, we had a little Memorial Day ceremony, and it was for the veterans and everything. A lot of people might not know, Ernie, you a veteran yourself, so you want to say something about the Memorial Day? We had a little Memorial Day thing yesterday. Anything you want to say today before we ask you a couple of tech questions today?
Yeah, guys, you know, Memorial Day is for those that gave all. You know, what can you say about someone that puts everything they have on the line for you, gives up everything they have for you to have your rights? And unfortunately, we got some people in the world today that take that right and that loss, thinking that that gives them the right to do, step on the flag, walk on the flag, burn the flag, disrespect everything that these people have died for. And when you go back through the wars from the first of the United States on through, there's been something like 10 million people that have died in wars just so we can enjoy what we're doing today. They were missed, and they are still missed. And I respect everything that they do and appreciate the military. Back to you, Doug.
Well said, Big Ernie. I see you. I heard you like you're kind of getting a little riled up there. It's kind of bothering you because, like I said, you know, a lot of people we know have lost their lives, and a lot of people don't understand. They just run around and don't realize. They said freedom is free, but freedom is not free. Is that a good saying, Ernie?
I promise you, that's a saying that I've used for years. If you think freedom is free, you should have been some of the places that these people were at.
Right.
And then right. when you pay the toll, let somebody say what you did was for nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not a good thing. Back to you, sir.
Okay, honey, we appreciate it. Now, honey, like I said, we didn't have yesterday, so we're going to give you a couple of extra minutes today. We don't want to, you know, mess up the program per se, but, you know, some days you get your whole show to some people, and some days, well, we got to make a sacrifice for Big Ernie sometime. Well, Ernie, I read some disturbing news today. I read some very disturbing news today, Ernie, reference spark plugs, Ernie. I read an article on spark plugs that says it is not advised to put anti-seize on them because it messes up the torque when you torque them in the motor, Ernie. Man, I didn't know that.
I'm going to go against that article. That would probably be a great thing for someone that was putting 100,000 miles on their spark plugs. You could get a false torque. But in a drag car, where most of the guys are pulling their spark plugs out after being in the motor for 6 seconds, the over-torque situation is not a real problem. I have seen or heard of very few situations where spark plugs were stripped out. Now, I've heard of spark plugs being pulled out. And Ford's got a problem with some of their motors, that back spark plug. People put it in. It's a bitch to put in. And it gets cross-threaded. The next thing you do, they pull the threads out. Of course, they make this kit to repair them. But it ain't the anti-seize that tore them up. I've seen more situations where a spark plug seized in the threads or got corrosion on the tip of the spark plug and caused it to gall the threads. Where if that had some anti-seize on there, it very much probably could have saved it. So I read that article, and I'm going to take it with a nod. I think that the situation would be different if it was a 100,000 mile car versus a high performance drag car with very expensive heads. Back to you, sir.
Well said, Ernie. Because I was gonna say they did go on and say it was for if you had a lot of mileage and everything, but I just had to bring that up to you because I said, ooh, stuff, But okay, Ernie, don't you try to trick me now, because I've been on the road a lot this week, and I ain't had nothing to do but some idle time on my hands. It's been hot. It's been so hot, and I think it was cheaper for me to go out there and just crank up the doggone car, make me a bed in the back seat of the car, and just run the car. It's cheaper than running the air conditioning in these houses all day. But that's another thing. Ernie, while going down the road, and I just was messing around because I was, you know, idle time, the battery charger voltage meter in the inside the car, it was reading from 13.6, 13.8 to 13.9, 13.6, 13.8, 13.9. What did that mean, and why was it going back and forth like that, Ernie?
Well, the reason why your voltage is fluctuating when you're going down the track, well, not track, but down the highway, is that the load is constantly changing. Air conditioning compressor could be cutting off. Other implements could be shutting down. Your alternator is in a floating mode anyhow, so it's going to, as the load increases, it's going to produce more voltage. The amount of lights. You can watch the alternator change when you turn on your turn signals. So the varying load on the vehicle is the reason why you create, why your voltage moves around so much. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie. Like I said, we just got a little extended time. That was some questions I had. I got one more for you, then I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing because I know you got to go to another show a little bit later on today. But, Ernie, on the battery charger, I asked you this before, but I forgot what you said. On the battery charger, we see some of these battery chargers got 5, 15, and 25 amps for charging. Why is the different? What is the different settings for, and what's the pros and cons of those different settings, Ernie?
Well, the different settings, if you actually put a meter on the battery charger with a battery on it, you're going to find out that the low charge is about a 12.5-volt charge. Your next charge up is going to probably be a 13.5. Next one's up going to probably be a 14, and you go to that 200-amp start mode, and that's putting about 16, 17 volts in a 12-volt battery. So that's a 50% overcharge going into the battery. Now, if you left it on there, number one, in about 2 to 3 minutes, the battery charger is going to cut off because it's not designed to handle that much amperage going through it. So yeah, it'll do it for a little while, and it may help you get jump started. But as the battery has enough voltages for itself, you just want to cap it off. You want to float it. You want to just maintain it. You can put it on with 2 amp. It's going to just sit there and maintain the battery for, you know, perfectly. If you were going to do a overnight charge, 10 amp. If you're kind of in a rush, you might go to the 40 amp. Usually if I got a battery that's dead or somebody comes in with a dead battery, I'll usually put one on 40 amp and let that get in there real quick. That's going to put about 14 volts into the battery. And usually in 10, 15 minutes, there's enough for it to crank up. Leave the battery charger on it till you crank it up and or switch it over to start. And to give you that little extra boost. And once it cranks up, you know, take off your battery charger. Because at that point, you're switching over to your alternator, which is going to put out a whole lot more amperage than what your battery charger can do. And I've heard, or haven't really seen, but I've heard situations to where things can create a problem in when the alternator comes on. Because it's trying to put out so much, you get feedbacks and all these other weird deals with these new cars. So. That's the reason why you got them. Back to you, sir.
All right, well said, Ernie. Appreciate that information. And with that being said, Ernie, go ahead and do your appetite and close yourself out. And we appreciate you, man. You sound real good today. And appreciate it, man. Sound good.
Well, guys, you know, here we are, 1st of June. You know, we were just talking about 1st of the year, January. Here we are, 1st of June. The temperature that we had this weekend in the south, in the Augusta, Georgia area, has been over 100 daily. And as Dog knows, I have a scanner, you know, that I listen to most of the time. It's kind of background noise to me. It was continual heat stroke, heat stroke, heat stroke, dead body in the front yard, cutting the grass, had a heat stroke and died. Dead body on the side of the road, heat stroke, heat stroke, unconscious. Now, we're also predicted to have this 100-degree weather for another week. Guys, it's incumbent upon you to make damn sure that y'all keep hydrated. Get out of the sun. I know we're at the racetracks. Carolina Dragway this weekend, House of Hook, temperature at the track was 155 to 160 degrees, track surface temperature. You cannot exist in that type of environment. You have got to get out of the sun. You've got to be hydrated. You've got to take the things. And make sure that if you see somebody around you that's acting kind of strange, go over and talk to them. I don't care if you don't even know them. Talk to them a little bit. See if they're having a problem. Give them a bottle of water. Let them get out of the sun. Man, you know, save our spectators, save our drivers, save yourself. Because when a person starts getting into a heat stroke situation, a lot of times they don't realize what's happening until they're passed out on the pavement. And by then, it can be quite easily too late, or it can be with some serious damage done. So we got some weird weather coming in here. Please step up and kind of pay attention to the racers around you and spectators and keep them safe. And this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Renegade Racing Fuels, we've got it in stock. Just about all the any fuels you need. And don't forget Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum products. Dog, I got another box. I got you some of that swirl polish remover. So now
I'll
you can
be
do your.
I'll be ready to get it tomorrow, brother.
Oh, now you can polish your shoes, and you won't know what to do with it. So, guys, if you see their product, give it a try. Really good stuff. I've really been impressed with it. And, yeah. I'm going to admit, yes, they do send some product every now and then. But I'll be honest with you. You can send me product, and if it's good, I'll tell you it's good. If it's bad, I'm not even going to tell you it's bad. I'm going to tell the people that sent it to me that it's bad. So if y'all want me to try any of your equipment, be more than happy to try it. But you better make sure that it is what you say it is and it does what you say it does. Because if it don't, bad news bear. Guys, y'all be safe. Stay out of the heat. Drink. And alcohol will not rehydrate you. Beer will not rehydrate you. It will dehydrate you. So you've got to drink water. You need to drink sports drinks. You got to have something to put the minerals back in your body. Back to you, dog. Love you. Guys, y'all be safe. We'll get it on Monday morning or Monday evening.
All right, big man. Appreciate you, Big Ernie. We'll holler at you, baby. We'll holler at you. All right, guy. That was Big Ernie, the longest closing in the history. He should be a president or a filibuster or something. All right, guys. We finna get ready to get with the prayer show. We had a pretty good doggone, man. I got so many calls. I'm telling y'all about the doggone little memorial show we did yesterday where we did some prayers and a little stuff yesterday. I'm going to play this song today now. The only reason I'm playing this song today, I heard several people say it, and I done heard Brother D say it too. So if it's the wrong song today, don't y'all jump on me. But I hear a lot of people say as that we supposed to bury our parents. Our parents shouldn't be burying us. So I reckon they meant that we supposed to live alone our parents. So sort of like that's where this song is coming from. So I hope don't nobody take offense to it. But I'm finna get ready to get the prayer show started. And I just like this song. Now I ain't say I wanted to be that way, but I just like this song. So if it's the wrong thing, I say the wrong thing. I'm quite sure my prayer warriors will straighten me out. But I like this song. So here we go, y'all. Love all y'all and God bless.
Again, just to give a little praises and thanks to the God Almighty. Today, Brother D's hands is just so full, so you can't get to where you need to get. But it's so good to know that you have brothers that's always ready, willing, and able to step in for you. So I've got to get back out the way, but I got Brother Eric and Brother Tim here that you have a little while to listen to. And I promise you, I don't know what they're going to bring you, but I promise you it will be uplifting and God-giving. So the next voice you hear will be Brother Eric and Brother Tim. Brother Eric, Brother Tim, Brother D got to go. I will be back later, but I will be listening.
All right. Thank you, Brother D. Brother Eric, you want to bless the show?
No problem. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humble for the throne of grace, Lord. We come with a heart, with a spirit of yours, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done in this day so far, Lord. Knowing the Lord, we don't take none for granted, Lord. We thank you for the song, Lord. Lord, surely, Lord, you know that we wish and we hope things, Lord, but we're glad you got it all in your hands, Lord. So we ask for strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask for, Father God, for there'll be receptive ears tonight, Lord, and receptive hearts, Lord, that people hear your word, Lord, not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit convict tonight, Lord. Let it go in the depth of someone's heart. And someone might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get closer to him, Lord? Let it be through the preach word tonight, Lord. Let it be through the song, Lord, of encouragement, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the ministry that you give us on this platform, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Brother Eric and Brother Dahl, before we get started, I just wanted to, Brother Eric, I hope you have your Bible with you too, and I just wanted to read it, and if you read it, Brother Dog, just because what you had said, I immediately went there, and I want you to go to Ephesians 6, and I'm going to read it from the NIV. Brother Eric can probably read it too if you choose to, that Ephesians 6, starting at verse 1 through 3, and this is what you had just said when you were talking about parents and the children. And it reads like this. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father. Oh, I like that part first. And your mother, which is first commandment with a promise.
Yes, sir.
That it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on this earth. So if you really, truly want to live right and live long and have a good life that God promises, if you respect and you honor your father and your mother, then he said there's a promise there. He going to keep his promise. He said, I'll give you long life on this earth. So if you really say, well, should the parents be bearing the children and all that? Well, there are some things that you need to know. God is no shorter than his word. He said,
all right,
honor your father and your mother. Do what they tell you to do. Brother Eric, if you have it in your Bible, I just wanted to make sure that it was clear and we have clarity.
I got it. I got it. Chapter 6, verse 1.
Read it.
I got it. It said the same thing, Tim said.
Sir.
Chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. I got it.
Read it, dog. Read it.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
My. Hey, dog, I've learned in my life, trust in his word. Do what his word tells you to do. And he said, that is a commandment. And he said, we already know that if we look in the Bible, find out what it says to do, and do exactly what it says to do, that's the only sure step we can take in his life, because the Bible says
well, Brother Tim, let me break
God
in from
no
you.
Shorter than his word.
Hey, Brother Tim, let me break in, because you sound so vibrant. I want to get it from Brother Eric right now, because he sounds he sounds kind of, you know, in the hole. So Brother Eric, is that something wrong to say? Is that something evil to say to somebody that we should bear out with parents? Is that something wrong to say?
Well, you know, in these days, man, how the society got it's not wrong. But I would say this here, though, that how we raise these kids, too, though. Like Brother Tim was saying, you know, how we raise them, you know. We try to point them to Jesus now. And point them to Jesus, man. We can't be with them everywhere they go. But we can put Jesus in their heart, put God in their heart, so they have a God conscience. And the society got so much, Brother Willie, that you could pick up a phone and you can look at porno. You can look at predators on the phone. You could do all these things and distract these youth right now. What it's doing is distracting them to follow God. See, these, yes, the youth today, they kind of like the right now thing. I need it right now. I can't wait. Mama been praying too long. God ain't came back. You know, they don't believe in it like we would, like we've been taught.
Amen. Brother Tim, I got something for you. I mean, today we just going to have a discussion there unless y'all bring up something because I love this and stuff. If we didn't know, if Brother Eric didn't tell us about his troubles in his life, if he didn't tell us, and for people that don't know that might just be listening for the first time, Brother Eric is a real pastor. If we didn't know Brother Tim that he was going through something, how does he stay strong like he's standing today and like ain't nothing wrong with it? How does he stay strong? And then he can answer himself, but I want to ask you, Brother Tim, first.
Are you asking me how I or how Brother Eric stays strong?
No, I'm just asking you how I have a brother. How, since we know what's wrong with our brother, how can I have a brother just stay strong like ain't nothing wrong with him today? If he didn't tell us what was wrong, we wouldn't know. But we know something's wrong in his life right now. How does he stay strong?
Bertam, my hand is full. I got to get back in it real quick, but hold on 1 second. Tell Brother Dog to go to Galatians. Look at Galatians 6 and let it answer the question. Start at verse 7.
Y'all gotta slow down. I'm old. I got my glasses on.
Oh yeah. I gotta get
just
back in.
Just one. But before I went to the Bible, I wanted to get that answer from them first. I did want to get that from them first before I went there. But I'm going. Okay. Go to verse what now? Go to chapter what?
Galatians six, verse seven.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Well, that's what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, they shall so reap. I don't understand that with going along with the
keep,
question.
Keep reading. Just read that verse.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For that he soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
Okay, well, let me show it to you, and then I gotta go. I'm gonna let them have it. I just don't have the time I would like to have today. But you asked how do Brother Eric stay so strong? Because Brother Eric is doing just what the Word says do. He's not sowing to the flesh, which is weak.
He's trusting in the Lord. The Bible says we got some more pastors on him. Got some more pastors and fans over here listening. I'm getting texts that I didn't know we getting. So this here doggone press show is taking off. I love it, y'all. I'm going back on mute. Go ahead, Brother D. Y'all go ahead. I got it now. Go ahead.
Okay. I got it, my brother. I got to get back. Listen, the Bible says he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when Brother Eric is sowing to his spirit, he's sowing to Christ. When he's sowing to his flesh, he's sowing to himself. The flesh can get weak. See, if he was entrusted in himself and trusted in his strength, he a big old muscle bound guy, can bench 300-400 pounds. But if he was entrusted in that, then he'd be as weak as a lamb. But by him entrusting in Christ, he said, I'm my strongest when you're your weakest, because you're entrusted in me now, and I can do all things now through Christ, who strengthened me. So, Brother Eric can hold on a little while longer. He can walk a little longer. I know I got to get back on the doctor. But listen, Brother Eric can walk on in faith. He can walk in faith. See? He can't walk in his own. We can't walk in this world.
Y'all showing out. Y'all got the people on the phone showing out too now. Y'all showing out today.
I gotta get back on top. I gotta get back.
Brother Dog, let me say one other thing. Brother Eric, anyone else who actually trusts in the Lord, he reads his word, he studies the word, he gives the word. He's in God's plan. He's doing what God asked him to do. And what I'm trying to say is he's sending timber up at all time. He's praying all the time. And then you know what happens then? You get stronger each and every day. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And so every time he hears the word, even when he reads the word, and I would even suggest to you, Brother Dog, when you read something, you may read it in silence, and you might just say to yourself, I'm reading silently to myself. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Now, then you turn around, Brother Dahl, and read it out loud to yourself. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. You are hearing the word of God. Even though you're speaking it, your ears and your spirit, you hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But I'm going to tell you something else, Brother Dahl, that helps Brother Eric stay strong. And I'm going to tell you, it's a little secret now. I want you to pay real close attention. The people that have passed away in Brother Eric's life, they loved the Lord. They knew the Lord. They were saved in the Lord, and they knew the word of God. So guess what Brother Eric can do? He can sit back and relax now because he know the absent from this body is present with the Lord because he knew that they knew the Lord.
Y'all showing out
today. About, Brother Dog.
Y'all showing out
today,
man. What
it's all about.
Come on in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Eric, if you want to have something else to say, come on in there.
You know, I'm not going to tell you I'm Superman. Trust me, I'm not. But I know one thing about it, man. They didn't say it all, and it's hard to come behind what they're saying. But David had a problem one time, Brother Willie. He had took a man's wife and got her pregnant. And he took this man's wife and got her pregnant, and it was one of his soldiers. So we would call him a four-star general, you know, and the other day. And what he did, he put him on the front line to get him killed because he had took this man's wife and got him pregnant. And and God came to him, one of the prophets named Nathan, and told him about a little story about two men. One man had some isles, and another man had a bunch of lamb, and another man took the man had all the animals, took the man one little lamb. And when David was hearing it, and Nathan was telling him, he said this man deserved death. And Nathan said, you are the man.
I just had a vision of epitome. I don't know what they call it. Anyway, while we always be at these big drag races and everybody be there, I got a dream. I got a dream before I leave. I wanted to have them. I want Brother Fan, Sister Fan, Brother Flop, Brother Eric, Brother D, and Brother Tim House. And anybody else y'all want to add on together, I want us to get together at one of these big drag strips one day, and we're going to come there and put us a tent up, and we're going to have church at the drag strip. I just got a dream that I want that to happen. It just came to me because the reason I said that, I got Brother Fan, Sister Fan, and Brother Flop just text me something on that question I asked, and they text me the exact same thing. So they just let me know that God and all of us on the same sheet. And today I'm feeling kind of funny because everybody on the same sheet. We don't usually get everybody on the same sheet, but I reckon when we're in the Lord, I reckon everybody be on the same page, man. And I'm loving it. Y'all go ahead on before I get to talking too much. Y'all go ahead.
Come here. No, go nowhere. This show. This program, this platform is huge, Brother Willie. It is so huge. It go out all through the world, man. I know you probably think you got a few on your line, but it's a lot of people on the back line ear hustling. You know what I'm talking about? And they listening. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's reaching people's heart. You know what I'm talking about? And when you say what you said just then, all you doing is building up temples for heaven. You know, remember I was saying earlier that when you can be bold and try to present God like you presenting God, man, all you doing is making room for heaven for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? And Brother Willie, you might not believe it. You still on? I hope you ain't left. Brother Willie, let me tell you this here.
Oh, man, I'm feeling myself because I look at Flop as a doggone hoodlum. I look at myself as a hoodlum, but then we look at Sister Fan as a good person, and Flop and Sister Fan just text me almost word for word the same thing, man. It does something to me, man. That means I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
I'm finna tell you what the deal is because the Bible said, try the Spirit. By the Spirit, where it be unto God. They look at the man look at the outer appearance, Brother Willie. They look at your outer appearance, but God looks at the inner part of the man. So I'm saying to say this here, my prayer is I pray to God that my good outweigh my bad. You know what I'm saying? I pray to God that my good outweigh my bad because like they were saying, that you reap what you sow, man. And I'm seeking and I'm praying for that everybody is listening inside my ear, right? I mean, is listening to me right now. They are seeking the kingdom of God. You just slipped out to say something, and you just don't know what you did. You talking about one day, hey, that we all come together and put a tent up.
Yes, sir.
And compel people back to God. You just don't know what God's going to do with that. You know what I'm talking about? See, the adversary might be mad, but we're going to be bold with you. We're going to stand there with you. If it ain't but just us standing in a circle and just talking to one another. I know I'm right about it. Come on, Tim.
Hey, Brother Eric, I got to say this, and I can't even, you know, that's so bad. I got so excited with Dog saying that. I can't even get the words out. You know, when we had a tent meeting, a revival, that's what I was trying to say.
Yes, sir.
Trying to get us to have a revival, man. I had to do it.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. That sounds good to Tim House. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I, Brother Eric, I want them to write this down so that, because I
all
can
right.
go right on through so we can have time to discuss it. I want them to write down Exodus 3 and 14. I got a couple of them now, so they know where I'm going. Exodus 3, 14. The next one's going to be John 1, 1. Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And then we're gonna go in high gear. We're gonna go to Revelation 1, verse 8.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna touch on 17 and 18. Verse 1, 8, and then we're gonna skip down to 17 and 18. I just want them to know where I'm gonna be at, so they'll know exactly where I'm at. I'm gonna say it real fast. Exodus 3:14, John 1:1, Hebrews 13, verse 8,
Revelations 1 through 8. Going to jump down to 17 and 18.
Chapter 1, verse 8, and then 17 and 18. Here we go. I'm going to try to bring it all together with us, and then we can have
run
our
together.
Time.
Run together, bro.
When we look at Jesus Christ, He gives us an introduction. He lets us know who he is by his accolades and his divinity, and we just love it. And it says over here, old Moses had a little opportunity, and God chose him, just like he chooses Dog, you, me, D, everybody on the phone. Everybody has a reason to be here, and that's why we're all here together. Mm-hmm. Sister Fan, Brother Fan, all of us together. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And this is what you are to say to the Israelite, I am has sent you. Okay, then we're going to jump way on over here to John. Now look and listen to this now. Remember we said, I am. That's what he said. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and
with
the Word was God.
Was
he
God.
Was with God in the beginning. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute now. I always tell all my brothers and sisters, you can't tell me, you know who Jesus Christ is. You know. Oh, no. You have to know his word. It's the most important thing. You got to know his word because he is the word. See? And then he said, I don't know what he wants for me in my life. Well, guess what? You got to get in him. And guess what? When you get him in you, then you will know the word. So it says, in the beginning was the word. There was nothing else before him. You got to remember this, brother. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the Word was God. That's what I want them to hear. The Word was God. Okay? So we know that he's in the beginning. Okay? And then we get right on over here to Hebrews. I like this part right here. But Eric, I get excited over here.
And
he said this very closely now. He said right here, he said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Jesus is the same He ain't changed. He's the same. Uh-oh. Wait a minute,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
I like this part right here. This gets me pretty excited right here. And then it says over here in Revelation. Oh, I like this part.
Oh,
he
Lord.
Says, verse 8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
And Omega.
Said the Lord God, who
is
and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, wait a minute now, Brother Eric. Now, let's not we put this together. Way back in Exodus, he said, I am sent you. Just tell him I am that sent you. Okay? Then he turns around way over here at the end of the book. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, which is the Greek alphabet. He's saying that I am the A and the Z.
Yeah.
There is nothing before me, and there's going to be nothing after me. I am that I am. So when you go to all these people and they want to put you down, let them know I am has sent me. Yes, sir. That's why I'm here, because I'm trying to tell you in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So we know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then he closes the book right here, Brother Eric. He says, he lets you know, if this is the end, you got the revelation now. He says, I am the A and the Z. That's what he said. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And then when he gets it all chopped up, Brother Eric, then he says, the Almighty. And we go way back in the beginning of the Bible, we see that when they were trying to find out, God gave himself a name so you could understand. He says, I am the Almighty. That's what he is.
You showing out to him. So the fans say, you showing out to him.
And I like this, Brother Eric. He said he throw it. Now, watch it. Some of them guys got two speeds, and some got lockups, Brother Eric. And he throws it in high gear, and it locked up. And he said, guess what? He said, I am the first and the last. There's nothing else before me, and will be nothing after. I was the one that was. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I'm alive once again. See what they did? They thought they had him on the cross, and they crucified him and pierced him in his side. And he gave up the ghost. No man took his life, Brother Eric. He gave up the ghost for me and for you. He did it so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He wanted us to have the best of the best, Brother Eric. But he wanted us also have eternity, because he's a relational being. He wants us to be with him. And the Bible said that he used to walk through the garden with Adam. He used to walk through the garden with Eve and talk to them, have a relationship with them. But they messed up. And that one Adam back there called Christ. But the new Adam right now said, I am the beginning. I am the end. I'm the first. I'm the last. You can trust in me, because there's none greater than me. I'm the one, Brother Eric. I'm the one that laid my life down, but I'm the one that had that power to take it up again. No man had an opportunity to kill me, because I am one. I am the living God. I'm the one with all power in my hand. I'm the one, Brother Eric. Trust in me. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Word. Trust in me, Brother Eric. Trust in me.
Yeah.
And when you have problems in your life, when issues come in your life, you can
lean
and trust on me. He said, cast all of your cares onto me,
because
I care for you. That's what he said, Brother Eric. You don't need to be stressed out about it. Put it in his hand. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. I love my Lord. And it's in the prayer.
Six and 47, and I'm gonna stop on
my way.
One, you can You can do what you want to. You can just climb all you want to.
I'm with you, Eric. I'm with you. Come on now. Come on. I'm with you now.
I want you to hold my mule for a minute, if you don't mind. I've been sick. It falls itself. Look how it reads. I'm in the King James Version now.
Yours might read
a little different. Let me read it. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am." Help me, Holy Spirit.
I am. Ooh, yes, Lord.
"That the bread of life." That's what, let me read it one more time. "I am that the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness, and they died." Look what he said. "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." And look what he said. "And the bread that I would give is my flesh. Will I what? Give what? Life of the world." Hey, brother,
yes,
you know, I don't want to, I just want to just pause 1 second there. When you look
come
at
on
this,
in,
and,
man.
And he's not talking about a cannibal, you know, we eating our flesh.
Right.
He's talking about if you come over to this side and you start following me, and you take up on me, then you'll have a eternal life. That's what he's saying. He said, "Take up this cross and follow me." And when you follow me, you're going to understand the story. When death comes, help me, Holy Spirit. See, you don't look at death like everybody else did. I studied the word a little bit, and the word said, why look the living among the dead? So what I'm saying is I get my strength because when I look at the word of God, I'm trying to apply it to my life. So when I see that I am, I understand I am because I know he's the source. And he's the source that everyone, if you're really walking with him, it don't take that much to say when trials come and tribulation come and it tickle your fancy, see, somebody start rejoicing because they know God is in the midst of this. That's why he said, "I am the bread of life." See, we look at bread if you're hungry. Like he said in the wilderness, I fed the manna. See, but what I'm feeding you right now, that you'll never go hungry again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every time you hear the word of God, what we do, Tim? What we do, Tim?
Yes, sir.
We cut, don't we? we keep eating the word of God. We keep taking in. It's for
yes,
so long.
Taking
we
it
have,
in.
We have 4 or 5 hours of the word. Is I right about it?
You're right about it.
Get it. You got it, Brad. But don't stop right there, Brad. Bag up at 33. Give him 33,
Brad.
Hold on, brother. Y'all done messed up. Y'all done brought Sister Fan out of the dock. Sister Fan, come on, get you a little bit of this in too, before Brother D gets started.
Y'all joking, Sean. Ouch. I'm gonna tell y'all what.
Hey, get from around that radio, Sister Fan. Get from around that radio. You got feedback on the radio.
Is that better? Is it working now?
Yes.
Does it sound better?
Yes, yeah.
First,
ma'am.
First of all, now, I'm on the highway still going back home now. But yesterday I laughed and I couldn't, you know, but it stayed on me with Brother Eric as well. And I tell you, I prayed and I thought about it and I manifested it.
You.
So just today, we were on the way home, and I told my husband, I said, "Any time for the radio show?" He said, "Yeah, let's turn it on." If I ain't been laughing and rejoicing, and I'm about to tell my husband to pull the truck over so I can do a dance, I'm going to tell you what.
The question is
just a simple question. Why is Brother Eric still so faithful, still so happy, still so willing to praise our God, Lord, and Savior? It's because not just him. We all know what God has done for us. We all know that in our midst of us being down in sorrow, we're talking about a man who walked with a cross on his back, with him being nailed to the cross, with him getting a bed of thorns put on his head. And then when he decided that he was going to go on, it wasn't even his tomb he was buried in. But that didn't even matter because he already knew that on that third day he was going to come back and he was going to give us the life that he promised us. And so therefore, whatever Brother Eric is going through, it still falls short of what our Lord and Jesus Christ went through so that we could have everlasting life and have it more abundantly.
Yes,
so Brother Dog, to answer your question, It's because the man has faith in what we have been taught. And you said something, Brother Dawg, that touched me, and I'm going to tell you something. You can find the perfect person that every time the church doors swing open, they're sitting on the front row. Every time something's going on, they in the church house. Brother Dawg, you can be at your radio, and it called you. You may not have stepped foot in a church. I tell you what, you'll probably be the first one welcome in heaven because you're genuine, because you don't try to put on the front, because you don't want to be in the limelight. So therefore, don't cut yourself short, because let me tell you, you will be at the top of the list. You will be at the top of the list. And you know, and I'm going to tell you like this, you are a man of your word, whether you curse it, whether you say it in the large words, you are you. And God knows what he is doing. You're not putting on no front, so therefore don't serve yourself short. You in there. If you, I can put trust in now, that if today would be the last day, I will see you at the pearly gate, because you have earned your way.
I
believe that.
Stop selling yourself short.
I believe that.
Like I said, because God makes the last word. He got the last word. So this is why Brother Eric is still walking strong with his head up.
Yes, Lord.
God tests us. I said I will carry you when you're down. I said I will be there when you're not even there for me. So therefore, Brother Eric, he got me. He got me.
Yes, sir.
So
Sister Van, you indicated to Brother D. It seems like all y'all pictures, y'all long-winded. I'm going on mute.
Telling you. I'm so full.
Hey, sis. And I'm going to say this, You know it's confirmation, Brother Willie. I always say the ones you're going to be looking for heaven might be in hell. And the ones you think in hell going to be in heaven.
Y'all showing out there. Brother Tim. Brother Tim really preached a sermon today, didn't he? He was finna preach a sermon,
he did. He got a little sermon there.
I'm telling you. That's what I told you. I said, Brother Tim, gone out. Get him. Because I done told my husband, pull the truck over. I got to breathe. I cannot breathe.
And I'm telling you now, we ain't got no offering for him either. He ain't get no check.
But I tell you what, Brother Dawg, I'm gonna hold you to that. You get that tip. You tell us what location.
I want that to happen in my lifetime. That vision came to me while we were gonna. I think we should all just get together, get us a tent, and have us a doggone church at the racetrack. Have us a church at the racetrack. I want that to happen.
I'm there.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
But thank you for allowing me to come in. The Bible said,
if I be lifted up,
I
will draw all men unto me. Let me woman too.
One or two in the midst. It don't take a whole crowd. One or two. And I tell you, us folks get together, everybody in trouble. They shut the train down.
Hey, we're going to be on the back line making our jokes about it. Let me see. So, Sister Fan, you're going to be Shirley Caesar. I don't know who Brother D and Brother Eric and Brother Tim are going to be, but you're going to be Shirley Caesar.
That's my privilege. Look, I don't think I can sing like it, but I can sure speak it.
hey, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
You kept talking about that bread. I like that, and I wanted to throw this one more at you, and then I'm going to get out your way. Job 23, start, and this is the reason why I like it, I like to read out the NIV, and it's starting at verse 12. You know what it says? It says, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. Now watch this, Brother Eric. I like this. He said, I treasure the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Do you know God's word is more nutritional to you than just your daily bread? Don't you know that God's word is the best thing for you, far as when they talk about your muscles and nutrition and all that? Don't you know God's word is good for you, brother? It's good for you.
Amen. Amen.
Job 23:12. You need to keep reading because you keep going. It's the most stuff in there, right?
That's it. Ooh, yes, Lord.
Hey, that one before
I was waiting on you to come on. You,
That one before it, though, look what it said. He said, my foot had withheld his step. And look what he said, his ways have I kept and not declined. That's when you then you come on into your verse 12. You know what? That's what my sister was saying. When you get rooted in God, when you really just flow life of God, nothing can move you, man.
Nothing.
No trial, no tribulation. I've been in Roman for a lawyer. He said, no height, no depth,
no depth.
Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And trust
nothing.
Me. And trust me in my heart. Trust me in my heart.
Yes, I'm hurt.
But I know God. I know God. I don't stop doing the ministry because you know what? It ain't about me.
Right.
It's not about me.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm so tired of
the ministry, brother.
It's good to hear Sister Pam's voice. I love to hear her voice. Thank you so much for coming in there. I love to hear your voice.
Thank you, Bro Tim,
we want to do it right now while we have time, too, because we always say that we don't want to trouble Sister Fan because we know she'd be at work. And, we like to call on her from time to time. But we need to stop today and just extend a hand to Sister Fan because she is our sister. And we want to extend a hand to let her know that, this is every Tuesday. I'm sure she know that we own and place us calling them. We would like to let her know in words right now. That whenever she has time, just dial in and let us know she on. And we'll be glad to bring that ball of fire right on in. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is so good to us that he gave her Sister Fan for a reason. He didn't give us to her for us to leave on the sideline. He gave us to her for the
right.
Bible says, work while it's day, for when night come, no man working. But, I've told my brother several times that if I had to pick one book out the Bible, I think John would be my book. Everyone I know of, I've studied with or read with from time to time, have their favorite book. But, Dog asked the question today, and the question was, how can Bro Eric just stay so strong through the trials and tribulations that he's going through in his life right now? And I took him to the book of Galatians. And then answer the question for him. Then I come over to Bro Eric insist on coming over to John. And John just has so many answers. It's just a book among books, among books. I want to stop by for a moment before I get back out of here.
Help us, Lord.
Bro Eric was reading. And I asked Bro Eric, I said, back up. Pick him to verse 33. Look what verse 33 said. And we've been taught down through the years. We've been taught that when you see the red writing, which says Jesus himself. When the Bible was written, he told David, I want you to write. And when David was writing, I believe within my soul is the Lord was guiding his pen. There was time David wanted to make a T, and the Lord said, no, I said make a D. There was time he wanted to write the words, the letter C, and the Lord said, no, I said make a E. And if you go back and you find in the Bible, there's no mistakes. there's no mistakes in it. But I want to back up for a moment and look at verse 33. Let's look at what verse 33 says. He says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. We the world, sister, brother. Need to know who the world is. We the world. Let's go up a little bit further. Let's go up to verse 29. I told you, brother, John is just power-packed. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he has sent. Now we ask the question, how can Bro Eric stay so strong? Bro Eric was over in John 6 and somewhere, but I told him to back up. Let's back up. Look what verse 51 says. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. This is not that butter bread that my mama cooked on the stove that tastes better than life itself. This bread is better than life itself. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he should live forever. And the bread that I will give is my what bread? My flesh.
Yes.
Which I will give for the life of the what? The world.
For the world.
See, Jesus gave his life that we might have life.
Brother Tim.
Yes, sir.
Brother Tim got a little carried away today. He couldn't stop himself. He just couldn't stop himself. You know, eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Bro, Eric is able to stay strong, my brothers, because he have entrusted in that
yes,
bread of life. He's
yes.
not eating one of the bread to be a bones 12 ways. He's trusting
yes,
in God Almighty. When you trust in God, you are your strongest when you weep.
Yes.
When no angel come up on us and start to devour our family, we tend to get a little weak. And we
yeah.
know. See, when I'm feeling
yeah.
kind of down and out, I go to a gym and I pump iron all day. And to be a
mm-hmm,
man, it
mm-hmm.
makes me feel good. But when I'm really feeling down, I go to the Word. I go to
yeah,
the Word.
Help us, Lord.
The gym can't help me then. The bar, the bench can't help me then. The curl bar can't strengthen me then. But I go to the Word. And when I go to the Word, I find all my strength.
Yeah,
I ever need.
That's in it.
Right there.
Yeah, you got it.
To see. Oh, it's in the
you
Word.
You got it, bro.
I eat the bread of life.
Yes,
Hope my brothers and sisters understand some of what I'm saying when I say I eat
yes,
the
Lord.
Bread of life. I eat the Word of God. At some point in your life, at some point in time in your life, sisters and brothers, you're going to need the Word of God to be strong.
Talk to us, man.
I want to tell Brother Dog, before I admit it, there's no way, yeah, Brother Eric said all the time, he said, there's no way you can come on this show, hear what you hear,
yeah.
and not feel
yeah.
some kind of way. But
yes,
because there's no
it's
way Brother Dog can keep doing what he's doing and not feel the Word of God. Brother Dog, they may not see it, but you know, being a little close to him, we see him. He gets a little happy back there sometime himself. He gets a little, and the reason for it because God is a right now God.
Yes,
He's able to mend and heal a sin sick soul.
Thank you,
I said I was.
Thank
going,
you,
I didn't have much time there. I was able to get off of the dock a little faster. I thought I was gonna be able to get off. And I appreciate my brothers for holding it down like they do. I appreciate
my
for coming in. Doing
yes,
what she do. If I leave nothing else with my sister and brother, I would
yes,
like to
yes.
go to John 6. I'd like to go to John 6 and 48, as Brother Eric has given it to you already. That I want my sister and brothers to read it, digest
yeah.
it, eat.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be bitter going down, but I promise it's going to taste like honey.
My. Yes,
I am that bread of life.
Brother
Tim already told us, I am. Who is I am? He said, I am that I
yeah.
am. Old Moses didn't know what to say. Who could I tell him sent me? I can't just pop up here and tell these people to come go with me, God. He said, I am that I am.
Oh, it was good.
I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the one
yes,
that came.
Lord.
I'm the one that's here now. I'm the one that went back. And I'm the one that's here.
Yes, Lord.
I am
Help us, Lord.
That I am. Yes, Lord, I am that I am. God is good
yes,
to us.
Jesus.
We appreciate. I like to appreciate Brother Dog for giving us this time again to come in to give our sister and brother a little word of thought from God Almighty.
My.
Hope and pray that was something said today. I'm not going to even hope that was something said today that you received, because if you heard the word today, you had to move. You had to feel
yes, sir.
Day. If you
yes,
heard the word,
Thank
if you,
you
did hear it, old people used to tell us, take him back to the morning, man. Need to go
yes.
back. The word
yes.
has went out today, brother. Come on, brother.
I was going to blast you. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, brother. Be my fault. I hit the wrong
on.
Button.
Come on with it. I feel good. I really... I've enjoyed myself. I didn't get a chance to stay in like I wanted to, but I really enjoyed hearing the word today. And
Thank
I felt
Lord.
Even better. It's just a fan. Well, you know, see, when you're a child of God, you can't play with God. Because you know this ain't no playing matter here. See, Sister Fan, look, I'm about to tell my husband, pull this truck over.
I need to do a holy day. God will make you feel that way sometimes. Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up in my bowl. See, she started burning from the inside out, bro. It's like fire.
Hey, Brother D.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Willard, check this out. I like that song. What you said, it's kind of like a, how it went, like it makes you want to cry sometimes. I don't know why.
Trouble in my way.
It's so hard.
Trouble in my way.
Yeah.
Makes you cry.
Yeah, it's so hard. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Just
think I got two. Oh, go ahead. You can tell me. All right, the whole time.
Says he will open up the floodgates of heaven.
Yes, sir.
He said, I pour you out blessings that you won't have room to receive.
Room
Amen.
Enough. You know, not the, not to hold it, but to even receive it. He can't even receive it.
You don't have nowhere to put it, brother. You want to room
book.
To put him. He said, I'll pour you out blessings. I will pour you out blessings. The Lord is in the porn business. The Lord is in, he's just in the blessing business. He's not about playing. The Bible has instructed that he's not the author of confusion. He's just in the blessing business. But you know, the time has grown near, it's almost six. And when you're having fun in God's presence, like the hour, it seems like it just get away so fast. The hour just goes so fast. And it's funny because it started out being a 15, 20 minute, 30 minute, bro. Dog can stretch that thing on out to an hour. Now you're going past
my,
that.
My.
But God is good. God is good.
My Lord.
As always, we don't want them to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. We would like to leave them thirsting for more. Young lady met Jesus at the well. She ran into the city and said, come, let me show you a man.
Help us, Lord.
You know, just from that little water that she gave him, it was enough to make her thirst for more. And we want them to thirst for more. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We thank Brother Dog for giving us his time. I know he wants to give him a 30-second closing. So we're going to give him a 30-second closing. And if Sister Fan is still on, I'd like for her to go first today if possible. Sister Fan, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yeah, Sister Fan, if you would you give us a 30-second closing?
Just blessed. I can't say nothing else, but I have totally been blessed off of everything that's been said. And we will continue to pray and take care of each other and continue to come in this and just love each other and continue to uplift God because he is worthy of all praise.
Amen, 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 amen. Brother Tim.
Brother D, I'd just like to say that I'm a historian right now, D. I look back over my life and I realize so many things when we was on the back lines, we want to kill up each other and beat each other half to death. And when I see you, I'm going to make you spit red and all that. And now I hear my brothers and sisters saying that, yeah, man, my brother got problems and we need to come together and pray for him and things like that. Brother D, I'm excited that my brothers and sisters are starting to see that the Lord is good. And he said, taste and see that he's good. That's what the word says.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that they taste and see. And I thank Dog for continuous to being a awesome, awesome minister of music, and he's doing an awesome job. I thank him for this platform, and I just thank God for him. I thank God for each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters who are listening, and I thank you guys for the encouragement, and we love you. In Jesus' name,
amen. 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 Brother Eric, if you will.
You know, it's always good to, you know, fellowship that we have all the time, man, because I know that the sis came on and she enjoyed what she did. We enjoyed her as well.
Yeah,
I always hear a different voice. You know, we didn't been around long enough to know salvation. You know, he sent two by two out. You know, and I see what Willie said. He wanna send four by four out. You know, so we, but I love how the Holy Spirit is moving, and I just wanna go like this here, man. I really believe that we need to love our loved ones while they're here. So when God calls them home,
yes,
then we know how to release them. Because, you know, it ain't just because you're worrying about what it is. Because prayerfully, they get at the right spot. But I find out one thing about it. We don't have that joy of understanding that we don't know which way they're going. Because with them the whole time they walked this earth. But we know for a shout that if they serve God, we'll see them again. So I don't got no heaven to hell for nobody. But I find out one thing about it. I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah, amen. The word has instructed us, brothers, if we live right, we will surely die right. And when we see our parents in front of us, you know, we don't want them to leave before we do, but we watch and pray. And they have guided us. The Bible says, raise them in the way you would have them to go. So when they know we want to part, you know, we are rooted and booted and tied up, all wrapped up in the word because our parents guided us. I hear my brother sometimes he said, somebody had to pray for me. You know, I just thank you for the time, man. I just thank you for the time. God is truly good to us.
Jesus.
If you don't believe the Lord is good to you, if you don't believe him, I'd like you to take a moment out your day and just hold your breath for as long as you can. And when you can't hold it no more and have to let go, just imagine where you would be if the Lord didn't give you the oxygen to breathe.
Ooh,
that within itself should be enough to let you know that God is God. and you need him. You shouldn't serve him. We said we should, but you need to serve him. So the Bible said, work while this day, for when night come, no man worketh. We thank you, brother. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you again, brother Dog. We thank you. Thank God. We thank those that called in, hoping and praying
you,
that they did receive the word today. Brother Dog, we turn it over to you.
What are you doing? What?
I got something I would like to tell you. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you today, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live, and for God I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need him now, but after a while, when it's all over,
nope.
When someone calls and you won't be able to no longer answer, please listen to me and take this advice.
That's it, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't let it be said too late. That was one of the best to ever do it, Brother Willie Banks. I love that song because it's a true saying. But, you know, before we leave here today, I would like for my brothers and sisters to bow your head and let's whisper a little word of prayer. You know, we had a race here in the Chicagoland at 41 this past week. And one of my brothers, Brother Tate and his grandson, was in an accident with a parachute. The grandson ended up, I've been instructed that he's a tough old cookie to be so young. I think they say he's 6 years old. They tell me he basically hadn't cried yet. But we want to thank God for carrying him through. He received a few injuries, but we are all knowing that God was and is able. We knew he would do it before we asked him, and we know he's able to do it. And I told him that night when they asked me to whisper a prayer for God, I said, you know, the Bible tells us to ask it in his name and believe it, and he says it's already done. So when we whispered a prayer for the brother, the young man, we believed in our heart that healing had already taken place. I understand that he was to be released. Tate sent me a text that said he was to be released from the hospital. So we just want to whisper a little prayer for him just to tell the Lord thank you, if you will. Father God, here we come once more and again just to say a few words of thanks for what you have already done. Lord, we know that you look down on us each and every day of our lives. We thank you for allowing the sunshine to shine, the wind to blow, even the rain and the snow to come, knowing you give it and that we was in need. And then, Father, we want to thank you for looking up on a young man, Brother Tate's grandson. He was injured in an accident at the racetrack this past week, and we asked you to go into the hospital room before he got there. We find that he may be a little bruised, but everything was okay. Father, we thank you right now. We understand that there's a bone that may be broken. We know you are mending, God, that you're able to mend all bones. Father God, we ask that you touch this child right now, that he would come back to his new, even better than before. Knowing that you're able and you can, Father, these blessings among many, Lord, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, touch him right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I said, Mary, oh, Mary, don't you weep. Martha, don't you moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Jesus said, listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
You gon' tell Martha not to moan.
Y'all know I had to close them mics, because if I didn't close them mics, them guys would be going all night. But we ain't through yet, guys. Give us about 5 more minutes. Got a couple of things to do. Brother D, you know your show is over, so it's my time. I ain't believe you. Your duties is my time, though. Your show went past due. You know, you went overtime. You got to pay some extra dues. But anyway, Brother D said, like he said, he forgot to do a prayer for for Tate's grandson. Also, I'm finna come back to y'all prayer warriors, so y'all need to get ready. I'm gonna give you a head start. Sister Fan, I'm finna come to you, so you might want to get ready. I'm finna come to you, Sister Fan. I want you to, as y'all know, Sister Sunshine has been in the hospital for some reason or another. She ain't called me. I ain't messed with her, so, you know, she didn't call me. I see her on Facebook, so that means she's doing all right. But we had Brother Eric to do a prayer for her yesterday and for all the people that were sick and everything. But I want Sister Fan to do a short prayer. I don't want a Brother D prayer. I don't want a Tim House prayer. Give me a Eric prayer. Give me a short prayer for Sister Sunshine that's in the hospital recovery. So here I come, Sister Fan. I give you a chance to practice, so here you come. Your mic is open, Sister Fan.
Yes, sir. Father, I'm asking you to decrease me and increase you, Father. Father, I come to you today with lifting hands and on bending knee, Father. I'm asking you to go into the hospital room and take care of Sister Sunshine, Father. Don't know what her ailments are, Father, but you're already there. You're already taking care of the problems. Father, I'm asking you to also just search on your side and help the doctors and the nurses who's taking care of her. Even help her family members to understand whatever she's going through, to bring them patience and understanding and love and kindness, Father. Because we all know when we fall short, Father, and we're not feeling well, we're not at our best, Father. So, Father, I'm asking you to just watch over. Let her know that we're praying for her on a day-to-day basis. Even though she may not hear us praying for us, I'm hoping that she'll feel our prayer and you take the Spirit and heal her, Father, and continue to give her encouragement and continue to let her know that right now it may not seem like it, but everything is going to be okay, Father. We thank you for everything we do and for you what you do, Father. We know that you're there and you know that you'll never leave or forsake us. Father, thank you for continuing to take care of Sister Sunshine and let her know to look up to you, Father, because her health comes from you, Father. I thank you. I love you. I will praise you forever, Father. It's in your loving Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Phew. I'm glad I didn't tell her to do a long prayer. All right, we still ain't through, guys. Y'all bear with us. We got a couple more minutes to go. Yesterday, if y'all know, if y'all was listening, Brother Eric had some tragedies and everything, and we did a prayer for him also. So today we gonna Tim House, I'm getting ready. Brother D, warm up, Brother D. Warm up, Brother D. It's your time. Since it ain't your show, you ain't gotta go last this time. It's your time, Brother D. We want you to do a short prayer. for Brother Eric in his troubled time. Brother D, I'm coming to you, so you should be ready. I'm coming to you, Brother D. Talk to me, brother.
Oh, man. You know, the Bible tells us to be ye all so ready. So, Father God, we come before you. Lord, we just want to say thank you once more and again for what you've already done. Lord, we thank you for looking over one of our brothers. We understand right now that the old death angel is raging through his family. No sickness is where we don't want it to be and where it shouldn't be. But we know that you are able to heal. We ask you, Father, to continue to keep your loving arms around him. Do him like you did the old man and hide him in your bosom. In the mighty name of Jesus, they're able, Lord. Hold him right now. Give him strength to go on and carry on. Not only him, Father, but strength to his family as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're able, God. You're able right now to do all things but fail. Hold the brother right now in your loving arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your heart say amen. Amen. And amen. Brother.
Dog, something must be wrong with D today. He almost did a short prayer. But something must be wrong with it. Praise the Lord for that. All right, we got two more to go. Brother House, get ready, Tim House. Get ready, Tim House. It's your time, brother. We just want you to say a prayer just for you all. For you, Brother D, Brother Eric, and Sister Fan. We just want to say, and for all the people out there that's listening today, we just want you to say a short prayer for those people. Because Brother Tim House, you was the preacher today. You turned it loose today, brother. Come on in there, Brother House.
All right, thank you, Brother Dawg.
And I just wanted to say, Father God, just I just come before you as humbly as I know how, asking you to bless this circle, Lord. Continue to bless each and every member that's here, Lord. We're one body, but we are one. We have many members. So, Father God, continue to increase us and give us wisdom and understanding and comprehension of your word and be able to deliver your word in Jesus' name, and that everyone will be receptive of your word and let it penetrate and saturate their heart from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And we just careful to give you the praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
What, Tim, y'all getting better and better, boy. Woo-woo. After a while, I'm going to get them down in them 30 seconds. With that being said, Brother Eric, get ready. Wipe your eyes, blow your nose, whatever you got to do. And we're going to let you take over Brother D's spot today. You can say what you want to. Just close us out, Brother Eric. Close us out, Brother Eric.
You know, and saying this again, man, this has been a beautiful beautiful day, man. God is blessing us, and that's why I get my strength at, Brother Willie. I get my strength because I love God. I get my strength, man, because I hear you. I get my strength because I hear my brothers are praying, and I also get my strength because God loved me first, man. So thank you, brother.
I'm gonna leave you. Of the Lord, oh yes I am.
Yeah.
I got to leave you,
right off.
Leave you in the hands of the Lord.
I'll be saying it to one of your mics over y'all.
Just like a mother.
My.
To a child.
Just the other day.
Before my mother. This is what you said. Said I got to leave you. Hands of the Lord. I wonder would you mind if I sing just one verse? Listen.
Thank all y'all for coming on today, listening to the show. We appreciate all y'all, and I didn't want to tell y'all to be bragging, but old show full up today, y'all. We couldn't. So if you couldn't get on, you the prayer hour must be they must be waiting on some good stuff to come on or something. But we filled up today, so thank you everybody for coming on. I'm not gonna open you guys' mic back up because they'll be going on another 30 minutes. So it's 7:30, and they probably got to go to Atomic Dog Show and everything. But we thank y'all for coming on. Thanks, Sister Fan. Sister Fan, you go ahead and hang that phone up and get out of here now, because we finna get into the rock and roll stuff. So go ahead and get out of here, Sister Fan. We appreciate you coming on, and like Brother D says always, you know. And we invite anybody to come on to the show. Now, Brother, like I said, Brother D is the orchestrator of the show. It is his show, but he is inviting any and everybody that might want to come on to the show and say whatever you want to say, ask for a prayer, ask for whatever. You just let us know, and we'll try to take care of you. If you don't want to hear one of them brothers praying for you, let us know who you want to pray for you, and we'll try to get that person on to pray for you also. So we just want to try to at least just get some kind of civil ability in these programs, and you know every little bit helps. You look at it like this here: the hour that you spent listening to us on the gospel show was an hour that you were not there getting in trouble and getting your head bashed in and doing something you ain't supposed to do. So with that being said, at least that was an hour out of your life that you had some clarity and some freedom in your life. So with that being said, thank you all for listening. God bless, and I'm going to take a small pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the regular program. Thank you all. Y'all bear with me. I'm looking for something. I didn't have no song to play for y'all, so I didn't. I just gonna play something. I gotta take a small break.
Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life, but not everyone. Everyone wanna fall to the tallest ride. Like this particular fella walks around all day long singing, shine. Harry Hippie lies asleep in the shade. Life don't bug him, cause he thinks he's got it made. He never worry about nothing in particular. Free press on sunset. I'd like to help a man when he's down, but I can't help him much when he's sleeping on the ground. It's like a bottle of water carrying just
y'all know that's old Harry Hippie. You know what? If you really listen to that song, man, that's a pitiful song, boy. That Harry Hippie, boy. that song touches you too, there. Anyhow, let's get ready to pump this thing up, y'all. See, can we put a little bit more juice into this thing that y'all want to hear? Because I know that's why y'all tune in. Y'all didn't tune in for the prayer, but y'all tune in for the hit it, the bull. But you know, after a hell of a prayer show like that, man, it's hard to get some bull though. But anyway, this week coming up though, we got a big one. We got Mike Hill's big one in the Carolinas, baby. Two big days down at Darlington. Wheelchair, if you're on the show, wheelchair, hit the one button, wheelchair, because you know you always are delighted to come on, man. One thing about you, you don't mind coming on, advertising your stuff and advertising for other people. So wheelchair, if you're out there, hit the one button and come on and help me out. But yes, ma'am. This week though. This week, Mike here got 20,000. Oh, fact of the matter, he got more than 20,000. Again, away down there in Darlington. If you ain't doing nothing this weekend, we got the big show down there in the Carolinas. They call it, the name of the show is Clash of the Carolinas. Got two big classes down there. Got those limited 28s, getting away 10 grand, 10,000 in that. Also, he got that doggone, of course, the small block nitrous guys. And boy, I swear, those guys be putting on one hell of a damn show. So if y'all haven't been to one this year, or whatever, it's gonna be hot. But if y'all haven't been to one of this year, we have no curfew, so we're gonna back it up so it'll be a little cooler for y'all. Get away 10,000 in there. Also, they got a big streetcar race. They might have 15 or 20 people in that streetcar race, and them guys there, them the fastest damn streetcars I ever seen. But I don't know why they call them streetcars, but them some badass streetcars. That's all I got to say. So come on out if you ain't doing that. this Friday and Saturday, Mike Hill's big clash of the Carolinas, and we're gonna be up in there down in Darlington. Like I said, come on in there and get you a good seat, get you set up, get you barbecue grills or set, whatever you want to do. Like I said, Friday, the gates open up at 5 o'clock on Friday. By the time you get off work and everything, gates open up at 5 o'clock Friday. And they're going to be having some testing and tuning, some grudging at starting at 7 o'clock. So come on out, guys. You know, it should be a good show. They're going to turn right back around the next day. The gates going to open up at 1 o'clock because it's going to be hot. It's going to be open up at 1 o'clock. The track should go hot around about 4 o'clock and get some little testing and tuning in. Then we go right into our big shows. And like I said, it should be some real good action out there. So come on out there and get your groove on out there. Clash of the Carolinas down in Darlington. Mike Hill's big race, two big days down there. That's going to be Friday and Saturday, the 31st of May and the 1st of June. So come on and get your action going on. And Mike said, you got to be winning is not everything, but making the effort to win is. So it is what it is. I know Tim House got to go. Him and the boys got to go over to Atomic Dog Show. They got about 20 minutes, though. So since then, nobody else want to hit the one button and advertise their race this week. Yes, sir. I got you. You're right about that, Brother Eric. Since ain't nobody did that, well, y'all know it. Old Tim Houston got his groove back in the racing world. Old Tim Houston went and jumped on them boys up there and told them, and they got a race lot there this week. Then before they go, Tim Houston, before y'all go to Tommy Dog Show, Tim Houston, let's flip sides then. Let's flip sides then. You got your groove back on your racing side. You got old race locked in with one of your main men. Chuck, ain't that right? Is that right?
Yeah, dog. We trying to do the doggone thing.
Yes, sir. All I gotta say is, you know how that bully in school is. He jumped on everybody. Wouldn't nobody step up to the plate. Well, you done stepped up to the plate. Now, if you slap that bully in the mouth, ooh wee. That's all I gotta say. Ooh wee.
Well, dog, I got confidence that my driver gonna do what he do, and Mike,
yes,
he put a little
yes,
light
sir.
One in there for me, and we're gonna
yes,
see
sir.
What
yes,
old Big
sir.
Red will do. So
uh-huh.
I ain't gonna take all the credit for it, dog. So Mike, he'll put a little light one in there for me, and I got old Leaky gonna go ahead and turn the button loose, and we're gonna see
yes,
what old
sir.
Big
yes,
Red
sir.
Will do.
Yeah, well, old Leaky, that's one thing about him. His pride ain't gonna let him. His pride gonna make him do the best he can do. That's all I can say. Anything can happen, but
yes,
his pride gonna
yes,
make
sir.
Him go. For it. Yeah, big as his mouth is, his pride gonna make him got doggone go for it. I really believe if everything go right though. I hate to say it though, we have to go down to the hospital and visit Brother Chuck down there, take him a 6-pack down to the hospital. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. Well, hey guys, the show full up today, and like I said, it's hard for me to start some trash because you know it's a little early to start trash, but if anybody got any trash they want to start, anything they want to put out, go ahead and hit that on one button. Let's go ahead and get this thing kicked on off it. If y'all got anything y'all want to put out, though, I just wanted to say something to Tim right quick before they go with the Atomic Dog them show, because I know they have to go there and try to get them guys out there in Texas some blessings, because they really need it. Them guys out there in Texas, they need it more than we do. But anyway, all right, Tim, I'm going to close you back up. You can get on out of here. You can get on out of
Thank
here.
Thank you, dog.
Right. All right, guys, since don't nobody seem to want to hit the one button, I reckon I can go ahead and get into the way I was talking about what I was going to do yesterday. Chuck just, shit. They think they got the raise they wanted. They think they got the raise they wanted. I think I got the raise I wanted. Oh, shit. That's going to be a good one. My man Chuck just sent me. I thought Chuck wasn't going to be texting me today because Chuck was riding pretty hard yesterday, but they got tired of Chuck riding. And Chuck said he ain't drunk today, so he came to his senses. He thought he wanted to race Cold Blue, but they were gonna knock a hole in Cold Blue ass. So Chuck said, "No, if you're gonna jump on me, you gotta jump on my best horse." So Chuck gonna put the old Scandal Monte Carlo out there against Big Red Tomato. Come Friday, I reckon around about 7-8 o'clock, we'll find out who's gonna be in the hospital and who gonna. Yeah, I just wish both of them a safe race though. But if I had to bet a dollar, I hate to say it, I'm going with doggone Tim House. Chuck, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling the way I see it, man. I think Tim House, if he get it together, I think Tim House is going to knock a hole in your ass. Because Chuck is a bully now, for y'all don't know that. Chuck a good guy, but Chuck a damn bully now. Chuck a bully. All right, guys, I was saying yesterday that we didn't get a chance to cover some of these open-end lock-ins, man. These lock-ins. Man, y'all got to do better with these open-end lock-ins, because normally these people get on these radio shows and their nuts get big and they talk a lot of shit. They really don't be wanting to race. They just be want to be seen and heard, and they get on there and lock these races in. And one of the main ones that's going to get somebody in trouble, one of the main ones that's going to get somebody in trouble, let the pockets reflect. Oh, shit. Chuck said, let the pockets reflect the company. Rattle. Is that shit? Be in the lane by 8 o'clock. All right. Be in the lane by 6:30. All right, that be in the lane shit finna get somebody fucked up. Or get somebody mad and arguing. That be in the lane, if the track ain't got no curfew, the track don't close at 1 or 2 o'clock, you tell me to be in the lane at 7 or 8 o'clock. Well, I might just come in the lane and pull me up a bed there and go to sleep the round by to the damn a minute before the track closes and say, let's go. So what I'm trying to tell y'all need to close in. Y'all, that's one of the races y'all need to close in, the bet on this shit here, and stop saying be in the lanes at 8 o'clock. Say fucking be race ready. Race ready at 8 o'clock. That means you need to be strapped in your car, buckle up, ready to pull to the goddamn line when the man tell you, That way you stop some of that bullshit about guys coming in and being in the lane at 8 o'clock and on running at 11 or 12 o'clock at night and shit. And arguing and one joker scared, he ain't got all his money up or car leaking water and shit like that. All right, that was one of them. And since don't nobody else want to talk to me about it, and don't nobody want to send anything, and anybody want to hit the one button, I think I might just call this a quick one today, y'all. Shit, y'all done gave me a quick one today. Because I ain't going to sit here and talk all goddamn day by my damn self. Kid, flop, anybody got nothing? Okay, all right. We love y'all. Y'all have a good day.